No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun together in the process as well, powered by 93.7 The Ticket and the Carriker Chronicles. All right. Jake had the audacity to correct me during the break. Actually, I much appreciate it. It turns out that the mighty Pac-6, now the mighty Pac-7, watch out. They're coming for you, Big Ten and SEC. All right, Utah State has indeed agreed to join the Pac-7. I'll be honest with you. It's like they're trying to get all the Mountain West teams and all the AAC teams. If I'm Memphis, why am I going to go halfway across the country to play a bunch of teams that probably aren't as good as the teams I'm going to play in the AAC? They're definitely not equal to or greater than. They're equal to or less than. All right. The teams that have currently... Do you have this in front of you by chance, Jake? I got it. That have currently agreed to join the Mighty Pac-7 are Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Fresno State. Hey, those are actually three pretty good teams. San Diego State, Fresno State, Boise State, Colorado State. Utah State's actually halfway decent. I remember when I was growing up, they were awful. I always thought they should just get rid of them and focus on BYU and Utah, but they're actually pretty decent. So they're up to 7 teams, now with Utah State joining as well. But they did get rejected by Memphis, Tulane, UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio, for those that don't know. When you get rejected by the Roadrunners, by the way, they're the UTSA Roadrunners. Not great. South Florida. Yeah, South Florida wants to go play in Pullman, Washington. Tampa. Let's leave Tampa, Florida, and let's go play in Pullman, Washington. Corvallis, Oregon is actually beautiful. I've been to both places many, many times. The one time I got a little too hydrated was in Pullman. That's a story for another day. So the question is, will the Pac-12, and actually, hold on, there's two more. UNLV, kind of in limbo, but they did initially reject the Pac-7, along with San Jose State. Another school that was awful when I was growing up. They tend to be really good, and then 3 years later, they're awful, and then they're good for like a year, and then their coach leaves and goes for a real job, and then they're awful again. They both said, no thanks to the Pac-7. UNLV did say if the Mountain West doesn't stay as is, then they might come over. Coattail riders. But here's the deal. They got the Las Vegas market. Las Vegas never had a pro team for Lord knows how many years, and all of a sudden, they've got hockey, and they've got football. And now all of a sudden they matter at college football when they didn't matter for years. They had a basketball team in 1990 that was pretty good. Beat Duke for the national championship. Was it 90 or 91? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
You're supposed to know this stuff off the top of your head when I just throw random crap at you. Come on, Jake.
I was one.
What was I? 7? 6? Depends on the year. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how old I was, Jake. Anyways, I digress. This Las Vegas market has all of a sudden become a big deal out of nowhere. I thought it's just where people went to do things that you never talked about again. But apparently it has monetary value in sports now. So for now, UNLV is still in the Mountain West. San Jose State is still in the Mountain West. And I proposed a question to Jake. I was like, why don't they just bring the Mountain West and Pac-7 together? Why do you think they don't do that? I have my theory and my thought, and don't steal what I said to you during the break. Come up with something else. What you got, Jake?
I would have to. It makes sense to me. It's always, it's, you know, none of this makes sense to me to begin with.
Well, like, we can agree on that.
Nebraska, the NCAA has always needed a commissioner to put this back together geographically. But it would make sense to me, two struggling or mediocre conferences combine it together. The problem is, no matter how many of those teams you put together, they're not even the Big 12, right? So, the Pac-12 still wants to argue, hey, we're going to be a Power 5 team or conference. And it's just like, that's not available. That's not an option.
The best they could. So what they're going to do is they're going to split the Mountain West into two conferences, and the Pac, whatever, eventually is just going to happen to have Oregon State, Washington State, which are the power conference rejects, with all due respect. Just FYI, my three final schools when I was being recruited was Washington State, Oregon State, and Nebraska. So when I call them the power conference rejects, get over it. It doesn't bother me because I almost went, especially to Oregon State. They were actually really good. They just finished 0-1. They were number 4 in the country. Spanked Notre Dame 41-9 in the Fiesta Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. They had Chad Ochocinco, TJ Houshmandzadeh, a lot of good players. That was a long time ago. Really glad I didn't go there. I like going four-wheeling in Oregon, though. You probably never been to Coos Bay, Winchester Bay, Florence.
Oh, I'd love to. I want to go to Oregon at some point. Yeah.
My dad and I used to go there every summer. And we started it about 8th grade in high school. And we'd go there every summer. And we'd be there for 7 days, Sunday to Sunday. We'd four-wheel all day long. We get up at 7, four-wheel, and then we go to lunch, four-wheel till about 7 at night. Then I'd go to the pool and the hot tub. He'd hang out in the room. And we did it for 7 days. We never covered the same ground twice. It was phenomenal. So I actually grew up liking Oregon a lot. I thought it was beautiful. Enjoyed many things about Oregon. But when it comes to the Washington State Cougars and the Oregon State Beavers, with all due respect, you are the Power Conference rejects, and now you're trying to bring back the mighty Pac-12 to the Pac-7, and really what you're doing is you're just destroying the Mountain West into two weaker conferences when you could just basically Mountain West, Pac-7 come together, add Oregon State, Washington State, and maybe you can be equivalent to the AAC, because the AAC is what you should really be shooting for right now. You're not even going to match the ACC, let alone the Big 12, and you're not even in the same freaking novel book as the actual two power conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. So to me, it's ego, it's our way is the best, and it's I don't want to lose money. That's why this is happening this way. It's kind of like in business. A lot of times people break apart. I've seen churches break apart. Rather than do what is best, let's do what is best for me, which really isn't what's best for you. It's just how your ego feels. What they should do is the Mountain West and Oregon State, Washington State should just be one big conference, and hopefully they could eventually build to be equal to the AAC. Because, and what do you think of this, Jake? Because geography doesn't matter. Let's be honest. Okay. Cal and Stanford are playing teams in North Carolina and Miami, Florida. All right. And they're trying to get South Florida to go play in Pullman, Washington. So geography doesn't matter. Piscataway, LA, same conference. Because, yeah, that makes sense. Why doesn't the AAC, the Mountain West, the Power 2 Conference rejects, why don't they all just come together and form a mega conference, and then maybe they could be in the conversation to compete with the ACC and the Big 12?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're nodding your head, but you're not saying anything. We're on radio. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I still don't think you're quite competing at that point. Now, maybe over the years you can build as a program. All this, of course, has to be how much are you getting from your TV market and all that stuff.
Yep.
So the TV deals, so I don't think they'd get the same there. The American, I feel bad for, and I was surprised but glad to see that those teams rejected it, partially because I'd like to see some regionality in all this. But
There
won't be.
Yeah.
But more than anything is the American has been picked apart for years. I mean, they have to rotate. Remember Rutgers, Louisville. I mean, these schools have been in and out of the American. So for them to have
Army,
any
Navy.
Stability, yeah, it's tough.
So here's what happens. The Sun Belt is the very bottom of all this. The MAC is kind of, nobody wants all the frozen, not so good cold weather teams. So they're just kind of off in their own little frozen island, with all due respect. The Sun Belt takes all the new teams. Okay, whether it be Georgia Southern or Arkansas State or whoever. Okay, Western Kentucky. Then they get good. Then the American steals from the Sun Belt, and the Sun Belt has to start over. And then the American, whoever becomes good in the American, they go to the AAC. And luckily, the AAC hasn't really been rated too much. I know they lost UCF and Cincinnati and whatnot. I guess that is a decent amount, to be fair, because those were their two best teams. But they haven't had like 8 to 10 teams taken, like the Pac-12 did, okay? Or the entire conference, except for two, which is what happened to the Pac-12. My point is, that's kind of how it works. So for me, like the AAC, they kind of view themselves as, well, we're like the fifth power conference. Well, no, you're not. Their conference champion goes to the New Year's Six bowl games way more often than not, because they are the highest rated conference champ way more often than not. I know Liberty was an exception last year. By the way, how'd that go? But if you really want to be taken seriously, you really want to try to be the... There's a two power conferences, then there's the next two, and there's everybody else. If you want there to be two power conferences and then be part of that conversation for the next three, at least until the ACC goes away, because that's eventually going to happen, by far the worst of the so-called power conferences this year. They got one good team and whatever else the rest of that conference is. Okay, Miami and whatever else is left. Even NC State didn't represent very well. North Carolina scores 50, loses by 20 to James Madison. I mean, what in the world is going on? What they should do is they should work out a deal with the Mountain West, whatever the pack, whatever is trying to be, and come together. Worst case scenario, the AAC can stay over here, the Mountain West and the Pac-2, the Pac-7 come together and form at least a halfway decent, really good conference on this side of the map. What if this happened? With all due respect to the MAC and the Sun Belt and the American Conference, okay, what if the AAC champ, and let's say the Pac-15 at this point, merged with the Mountain West and the two conference champs played every year and that team was the team that got in the college football playoff? Like you had to earn by winning that extra game. Or what if instead of the highest rated group of five team getting into the college football playoff, because I think Memphis and Boise State are both really good this year. And there's going to be people sitting in a room like you and me that determine which one gets in. So what if they're the two highest rated teams at the end of the year? What if they just played it out and the winner got in?
I would love it. I would love that.
Then we actually know.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is some year the committee is going to pick the wrong one. Then they're going to go be the 12th seed. They're going to get destroyed by a Georgia team who lost by 1 point in the SEC title game, who's going to end up in the national title game because they're really the second best team in the country, but they're the fifth seed because the seeding makes no sense. And you're going to play the team who's really not the best G5 team. They're going to get they're going to lose by 50, and then all the G5 teams are going to be told they're not very good. There's people who claim they're not even playing the same sport. I'll be honest, Josh Pate is phenomenal. He's one who says it. And it annoys the crap out of me. Him and his white t-shirt, bald-headed wearing self is a phenomenal college football analyst. But his take on the G5 teams is completely unfair. Give them a chance. Let Cinderella walk into the ball. Don't just shut the door before she even gets a chance to put on the glass slipper, see if it fits and comes in. If she comes in and she falls all over the place and breaks her ankle, fine, then make a decision. But don't predetermine it before she ever comes through the door. I hate it. And I know most people don't agree with me. Jake does. He's highly intelligent. I'm just saying.
That's right.
I got lots of thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. They do go beyond Nebraska football. Normally, I save them for the offseason. Mostly, I just wanted to poke fun at two schools I almost went to and I'm actually a big fan of. I actually root for Washington State way over Washington, and I root for Oregon State over Oregon. Although, actually, when I was being recruited, I really liked Oregon. They just had the the puke green and yellow back in the day with the angry Daffy Duck out the side of the helmet. I wasn't a big fan of that as a recruit. They've come a long ways. I've never seen a school do more with less when it comes to school colors than the University of Oregon. Very impressive. So I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to poke fun at the Pac-7, I guess it now is, whatever it is, why they can't just come together with the Mountain West, which would by far make the most sense. Like, here's what should have happened. The Mountain West should have called Oregon State and Washington State, said, sorry, the Pac-12 was a phenomenal conference for decades, one that I grew up watching, born in Hastings when I was three. My dad's job took him upstate of Washington. I grew up in the state of Washington watching Nebraska football and the Pac-10, Pac-12 conference. It doesn't exist anymore. Oregon State, Washington State, come join the Mountain West and let's try to compete and beat the AAC teams and go from there. That's what should have happened. Greed and money and people in shiny suits and fancy cars that walk red carpets who don't give a crap about college football or its fans can't get out of the way of destroying, they're not destroying the sport, but not doing what's best for the sport. We need a commissioner who cares about the sport. I do not like, start over, I am not a fan of Roger Goodell. Not many former players are. But the NFL is thriving because there is a person in the position of power who has the entire league's best interest at heart. The Big Ten doesn't care about anybody else. The SEC doesn't care about anybody else. If you think they do, why don't you ask what used to be the Pac-12 conference and the now the mighty Pac-7 conference, how they think the Big Ten respected them. Ask the ACC in about 3 to 4 years when they're not around anymore. The Big 12 survived. Kudos to their commissioner. Remember when the Pac-12 and the Big, I think it was down to like the Big 8 or Big 10, whatever it was, because the names and numbers don't matter anymore. They're not accurate. Okay, the Big 10 has been the Big 10 since 1994 when they went to 11 teams and Penn State joined the conference, by the way, because that makes sense. And then the Big 12 was the Big 12 when they had 10 teams. Now they went to 12, then they went to 14. Now they got 16. Now, God, I can't even keep track. My point is this. We need someone in charge of the sport who understands it and who cares about what's best for the sport, even if it's just the business side of the entire sport. Because right now, the Big Ten just cares about the business of the Big Ten and the SEC and everybody else. And it's not what's best for the entire sport. Everything related to the business of college football may not be the best for us fans of college football, but at least it's the best for college football. Not this part over here and this part over here and this part of the puzzle gets way more importance and this part of the puzzle may not even exist pretty soon. My point is simply, I should be the commissioner of college football and we should go to break on that. All right, Jake?
Yeah, I like it.
Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.